Welcome everyone, come and worship today with us, and we are thankful for the parents of Huyen and his sister to come and visit, and also Randy and Jill has now returned to worship with us as well. May the Lord bless all of us here, and also welcome those who worship from home with the one heart to worship with us. And this morning, we'll learn about a passage that we have studied many times, but I'm reminded by the Lord to encourage to bring this message with the title, God is always with us. And there we have heard that every day we live with a thankful heart because the Lord brings rains and air and the breath that we breathe for each one of us. However, all of that, God give us and rain on the wicked, on the righteous. Because we know that God created us and all that is needed for life, God will supply. Though the person believer or not, God will give the blessing. However, with the believers, there is a way that are cared for by the Lord that we need to understand how the Lord is concerned for our life here. And the key verse in Psalm 32 verse 8 is a attitude, someone to feel the love of God. It's David who said, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. The Lord, when chose someone, no, that person will not be lost. No, doesn't matter who that is. When we believe in the Lord will take care of our life. Do you believe that we are caring, we are careful by the Lord? So we have to understand how I can have the care of God from God. Personally for me, because I know that the Lord cares for me, for my life. There's a story back in the Chinese Empire. There's an emperor from Day had a very special horse who was cared for by a specialist of this special. One day, somehow the horse, this precious horse died, and the emperor want to kill the specialist who care for this horse. And there, an officer there, he is very righteous, and he told the emperor, this did not know his sin. If we kill him, he knew that it was not a fair punishment. So let me recount what he deserved to death. And the emperor said, okay, let me hear. And the officer told this person, you have three sins worthy of death. First, the precious horse that you let it die. That is the first sin. The second is that this is a precious. It's not like any other horse. And you would not carefully take care. This is second worthy of death. You let the king to be infamous because of the death force that will kill a human life. Who will the king will be despised to be angered at the king, and then the other will look at it, and that is the third worthy of death, third sin. And when the emperor heard of that, he thought to himself, no, to let him go. Because I will be of infamous name of killing someone for a horse. So this king, this official in the king know the wisdom of how to treat and condemn someone who killed to let the precious horse die. In your life, when we follow it, there is a way to recognize the guidance of Lord, the help of us. Our faith, maybe someone else who knows there is a God, but there's a difference. But there are three things that we will think together to the passage that we have read. The first thing is, the Lord always keeps. The second thing, the Lord will walk with us. The Lord will walk with us. And the third, that we are set apart for God. Let's pray for guidance. Dear our loving Father, we are thankful because you have saved us for you. Dear Lord, sometimes we are not understanding the one who loves us, who left heaven to choose life to die on the cross, so that we receive the best from you, Lord. May you, that we can examine ourselves against the word, so that we know how we are guided by you, Lord. That you have shown us your love to us, that can experience the love that you have given us, that leadership of you on our life and the blessing we receive. But sometimes we come just like in habit, that we could not experience and feel the love that you have for us. At this time, may your word guide myself and our brother and sister here, so that we can see the way how you are with us and lead us. May the Holy Spirit teach us. We are thankful, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The first thing I want to share with you is the Lord always teaches us. Moses used his life to lead his people from Egypt and into the promised land that was promised by the Lord to Abraham. It's not a simple journey. Many dangerous things happen, many struggling, many difficult situations. The dangers because of enemies are trying to harm them, and even the complaining because of the life during this journey caused Moses to have a difficult to complete his mission. Moses is confirmed. And Moses said, have you not told me to lead these people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me? And in his leadership position, Moses feels very lonely. But who will be sharing the burden with Moses? God replied like this, I know you by name, and you have found favor with me. I think that this is something that pleasing. The Lord said, I know you by name, and you have found favor with me. And in the when we hear the Lord's voice, how do we feel? We will be very pleased, right? But let's look at the attitude of Moses. Though Moses has been said, you gain favor with me, but Moses discovered one thing. God will always teach him. So he said to the Lord, in 3:13, if you are pleased with me, teach me your ways. Though he has been praised to be pleasing the Lord, but Moses did not feel proud about that. Moses has a desire in his heart, wanted that the Lord will always guide and lead his life. This is the experience of someone who served the Lord with a faith like Paul. Paul, someone has been chosen to be a servant of the Lord. Paul said to the Philippians, not that I have already obtained all this, or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Why was Christ has took hold of me, but continue to push toward to the goal, to run the finish the race? Because Paul said, I do not thought that I have complete this race or win the race. And that means that Paul believe in Christ. Christ has chosen him for service, but he feels that his responsibility before the Lord. God chose us because of his love, but our responsibility, what about it? Is it based on the love? We cannot live whatever we want, however we want. No, Paul or Moses has put a forward. If I'm to please you, please teach your ways. Teach me your ways, Moses said. Moses has shown his faith. As a leader, Moses needs to know that he has a particular plan for the people of God. And so he served the Lord. He want to learn the way, the plan, because he knows this leadership without the plan, knowing the plan of God, it is very dangerous. A person serving the Lord. I'm motivated not what I see or not what I feel, but what I believe. When we put our faith in the Lord, must believe that the way of God, not based on our feelings, our emotion, so that I have been motivated by what I see, not because what I feel, but because what I believe. All the things that we see is based on situation, what I feel, based on what we think. No, not based on those, not on situation, not we think, but based on what we believe. That is based on the Lord. In other words, we say, though I believe in the Lord in 1 minute more than to call on the Lord to Father, that person does not require to call on the Lord and then for the mercy. No, because God truly wants to lead his people. He always teaches his people, and Moses did not cry as what he has achieved. He said, you may favor me, but the Lord, Moses wants to please him the more. Please the Lord more. We're thankful because today you can receive the plan of God because we have the word of God. The word of God is the way for us to recognize the plan of the Lord for us to follow that plan. And when we think about, do we desire to learn about his way? The time that you to set aside for God, to study the word of God. Personally, how many minutes in a day and all the learn about the Bible study of the before it was started, now we are studying the Bible on Zoom. How many of us participate in that? Are we desiring the Word of God or not? That I need more to know about the Word of God. And Moses not just only wished to know the plan of God, the way of God, but he also said, so that I can know the Lord more. Moses has been taught by the parents about the Lord when he was young, but especially Moses has experienced with the Lord. He met the Lord when he was about 80 years old, when he hid away from Pharaoh, when he was a shepherd for his father-in-law in Midian, and he saw that is a burning bush that he witnessed. He wanted to come to see what is this strange event. There is a voice, take off your sandal because the land you are standing is holy. That experience caused Moses to see and know the Lord. And then from there, Moses has been used by the Lord from then on to become a leader of the people of Israel. There is a connection between to know God and to learn about his word. A person would not know the Lord if that person does not have to examine, to learn about his word. So we may feel we can be passionate about the religious activities here at the church. I give to the Lord. I participate in different activities in the church. But dear congregation, a one with a religious activity, it is not necessarily the non one who knows the Lord or knows the Word of God. There's a story about a cowboy. One Sunday morning, an old cowboy entered a church just before services were to begin. Although the old man and his clothes were spotlessly clean, he wore jeans, a denim shirt, and boots, and were very warm and warm. In his hand, he carried a worn-out old hat, an equally worn-out Bible. He was not very rich, and thus all the clothes in him. The church he entered was in a very upscale and exclusive part of the city. It was the largest and most beautiful church the old cowboy has ever seen. The people of the congregation were all dressed with expensive clothes and accessories. As the cowboy took a seat, the others moved away from him. No one greeted, spoke to, or welcomed him. They were all appalled at his appearance and did not attempt to hide it. The preacher gave a long sermon filled with fire and brimstone and a stand lecture on how much money the church needed to do God's work to serve the Lord. As the old cowboy was leaving the church, the preacher approached him and asked the cowboy to do him a favor and told him, "Before you come back in here again, have a talk with God and ask him what he thinks would be appropriate attire for worship." The old cowboy assured the preacher that he would the next Sunday. He showed back up for the service wearing the same ragged jeans, shirts, boots, and same hat. Once again, he was completely shunned and ignored. The preacher approached the man and said, "I thought I asked you to speak to God about what you should wear before you came back to our church." And the old cowboy replied and said, "I did." "So what did God tell you? If you spoke to God, what did he tell you the proper attire should be for the worship?" He said, "Well, sir, God told me that he didn't have a clue what I should wear. He said he's never been here before." Maybe our activities is only about activities. Is God is here with us or not? Is the presence of God is here or not? Moses is a leader of Israel, but he's concerned with the leadership. How? He has to know the way of the Lord. And he prays. The third point. The Lord, may I continue to receive favor. And he has chosen Moses to serve. And that is when Moses was born, he is in a situation that the Egypt would not let the Israelites to have born any son, because this slave of Egypt is prosperous, and maybe one day the Israelites will go up and rebel again. So the son is born, will be killed. Let the girls live. And in this situation, and the parents of Moses has given birth and saw that he was very cute, and they hid them in a crib and put Moses in there and put on the river to see what happened to this baby in this crib. But the sovereignty of the Lord caused the princess of Pharaoh heard about the cry of the baby and saved this baby. And adopt as a son and name him Moses. That means save from water. Isn't that the grace of the Lord on Moses? And that special caused Moses to become the adoption of that princess and live in a royal palace to be taught all the wisdom of the royal family. But during that time, and come to the princess, do you need someone to take care of this child? And say, find no one to take care of raising. And then Miriam, his sister, now bring Moses and raise him to give him milk. And also because of that, Moses was grew up within the family by his own mother. And God has learned of all the wisdom of the Egyptian. And during the 40 years he rose up in the royal palace, God can feel that the wisdom and all he learned about has value when he was used by the Lord. Moses to use when he was already 80 years old. He's so old. What can he do? But the Lord used Moses in that position. Return to Pharaoh. Let my people go. Maybe something, this is very difficult. How could Moses convince the emperor to let the slave go? They would use the slave to build the bricks. And then Moses said, let the Lord said that we have to leave this Egypt country and serve the Lord. Only everybody must go. Moses told Moses, everybody must leave. But let your cattle go. No, we have to bring everything with us, our possession with us. Pharaoh did not want the people of Israel to leave because of the liberty. But the Lord, encouraged with and being, and finally, the emperor finally conceded because of the terrible tragedy happened. Because the firstborn of the Egyptian were killed, and that's the last tragedy that happened. The firstborn of the Egyptian people, including the prince, was born to the emperor of the Egyptian. And then Pharaoh let them go. God has blessed Moses, can do many miracles with his staff in the hand. And now it is a staff that shows the power of the Lord. And especially, and during in the wilderness, the Lord many times guided Moses during this time. And verse 33, verse 3, he faced the Lord, just like speaking with his friend in chapter 33 of Exodus. Moses faced the Lord as though facing a friend. The Lord is speaking with Moses like a friend. That is a special blessing. But Moses said, please let me continue to receive a favor from you and be serving. The service of the leadership is facing many difficulties, and Moses continued to meet the God to give him favor. And what Moses wants to ask for is not richness or position or to be honored by the people. No, none of that. What he wants to lead him. He asked the Lord to lead him. Do you know that is someone as in our position can also ask for that favor? And our special treatment of Lord is the same. When we come to clean the sanctuary, when we want someone to decorate, someone to participate, to lead our song, to teach our youngster different kinds of activity. We have the favor to serve the Lord, but do we need to pray to be led by the Lord? I will be to use my skill to serve as so that we can pray for our ability to continue to earn. Moses does not be pleased with his own ability. He wants a favor to be in Moses. The key verse is, I will teach you your way that you should go. Do we accept that way of the Lord to receive the teaching of God so that we become the servant more effective for the Lord? We know that the Lord will teach us. The second point from Moses is that to discover the Lord will always walk with us. In verse 4, the Lord replied, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. Moses does not know how will share his burden. Not someone else to help, but even so, the Lord said, I myself will be with you, will walk with you and give you rest. To promise that the Lord will go with them, that is something of a great honor. Only anyone who will put faith in him will have that kind of honor. In all religions of this world, there is no other religion that the believer has a relationship with the one that they worship. In Christianity, when we put the faith in the Lord, we will have a relationship close the one would create that we worship. And during the many years when the Lord chose someone to be born, that the Lord had chosen Israel as for several. Abraham did not know anything about the Lord, but one different, he planned to return to his own country, but Abraham asked him, do not return to your parents. Come to the place where I promise you, you will be a great nation, Abraham was told. And then Abraham, no, the Lord is with him, but he is walking, but doesn't know where he was going. And in Canaan, this is the place I will give you. I will give your descendants to be great, as plentiful as the sand of the sea. When Abraham and his wife did not even have a son, though they are of years, 100 years, he gave birth to, Sarah gave birth to a son when Abraham was about 100 years old. But whatever the Lord promised, he would deliver. Because great Abraham was selected by the Lord. When Isaac grew up and continued his promise, Isaac continued. From there, the Lord Jesus Christ will come, the promised one. I am the God of your father Abraham. I will be with you. I will give you. I will bless you and will increase the number of your descendants for the sake of my servant Abraham. And after that, Esau and Jacob, he has the honor to be the blessing of the older. Jacob was born and Jacob knew about the position of a brother, and so he switched and sold the birthright to Jacob by a cup of soup. Maybe that is an error. It's not right to do that, to be treating. But then the blessing remained with Jacob, the birthright. I hate Esau, but I love Jacob. This is not about love Jacob, but to love what Jacob has chosen, to have the birthright, to be blessed by that birthright. and Jacob had to hide away from his brother. He saw God in a dream, and God promised, "Now I will be with you over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you." In Exodus 28, verse 15. Oh, congregation, the Lord always walks with those who fear Him. Like Jacob, they have so many evil things in him, but the Lord loves those who fear Him. There is nothing good in us, but our heart loves the Lord, and the Lord will care, will walk with us. Jacob has 12 sons, and one of those sons is Joseph, has been sold off to Egypt, many struggling, even though he's in birth. And finally, Joseph was lifted up as the second in command to the emperor Pharaoh, because Joseph feared the Lord. Joseph said, "So then, it was not you," told his brother, "who sent me here, but God." The Lord was with Joseph. And then Joseph was lifted up by the Lord to have authority over the land of Egypt. And whatever God promised, that I will be with you. And so this is a promise, has everlasting value. You and I today, when we put faith, the Lord is present with us. Before returning to heaven, I will be with you always until the end of the time. This is the promise for those who put faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we can receive from the New Testament. Jesus said, "I will ask for a comforter to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept Him. He will be with you and in you." He desired to be with us and in us. And that promise, when the Holy Spirit was poured out on the day of the Pentecost, it was in Acts chapter 2. And that continued for those who repented and desired the Lord. The Holy Spirit will come and be with that believer. And that we are children of God. And so today, the way we follow the Lord should show that in our life, do we have Christ in our life or not? Our faith, the understanding, the knowledge of Christ is necessary, can help us how we react to the difficulties of this world, to tell us about our faith. There's a popular youth speaker in college was asked to prepare a lesson, teach his speech class. The title of his talk was "The Law of the Pendulum." He spent 20 minutes carefully teaching the physical principle that governs the swinging of the pendulum. The law of the pendulum is a pendulum can never return to a point higher than the point from which it was released. Because of friction and gravity, when the pendulum returns, it will fall short of its original release point. Each time it swings, it makes less and less of an arc. And then it will swing back and forth, but never reach to the original position. And finally, by friction, it will come to be at rest. And the point of rest is called the state of equilibrium, where all forces acting on the pendulum are equal. He attached a 3-foot string to a choice toy's top and secured it to the top of the blackboard with a thumbtack. He put the top to one side and make a mark on the blackboard where he let it go. Each time it swung back, he made a new mark, swinging back and forth, and each time reducing the arc. It took less than a minute for the top to complete its swinging and count the rest. And this is the law of the pendulum. He demonstrated with the toy pendulum. When he finished the demonstration, the markings on the blackboard proved his thesis. He then asked how many people in the room believe that the law of the pendulum was true. All of my classmates raised their hand, so did the teacher. He started to walk to the front of the room thinking the class was over. In reality, it had just begun. Hanging from the steel ceiling beams in the middle of the room was a large, crude, but functional pendulum. 250 pounds of metal weights tied to four strands of 500-pound test parachute cord. Davis invited instructor to climb up on the table and sit in the chair with the back of his head against the cement wall. Then he brought the 200 pounds of metal up to his nose, holding the huge pendulum just a fraction of an inch from his face. Davis once explained the law of the pendulum. The teacher has applauded only moments before. If the law of the pendulum is true, then when I release this mass of metal, I will swing across the room and return short of the release point. Your nose will be in no danger. After that final statement of the law, Davis looked at the teacher in the eye and asked, "Sir, do you believe this law is true?" There was a long pause. Huge beads of sweat formed on his upper lip, and then weakly he nodded and whispered, "Yes." Davis released the pendulum. It made a swing sound and it arced across the room. At the far end of its swing, it paused momentarily and started back. Davis said, "I never saw a man move so fast in my life." He literally dived from the table. When the Lord promised us, when promised, many Christians are still very unstable, do not believe in this realm. We lose the peace that we have in the faith. We continue to want to gain the benefits to be better. They can find entertainment that are so meaningless in this world to fill their heart. Many believers, they are apathy to the worship of the Lord, because we think there are other things more important than our faith. Our Lord could not make the promise to Pharaoh. The Lord said, "I will be with you until the end," because now we did not know and decide to hang on to that promise in our faith. Faith requires a decision, a clear decision to commit our life to. Moses said, "If you are not with me, Lord, then I will not know what to do." And here, the Lord has brought us into this promised land. And the necessary that I want you to lead me. Though I have experience about the power have you done during this journey. But Moses did not rely on the blessing or any kind of a miracles with the manna coming down with all the words. Did not rely on any miracles that he had done for the Lord to help to of the servant Israel. The most important thing to Moses, if we will not follow, do not allow me to lead these people. The most important for me and you is that not that with the chosen. Is the Lord with us and walk with us or not? When the Lord walked with us, David can say, Though I walk in the shadow of the valley of death, I shall fear no evil. Why? For the Lord is with me. The Lord is with us. The Lord walked with us. So may we continue to rely, knowing I will show you the way that the promise for Moses. So the third point is that we are set apart for God. Moses said, in verse 16, how will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all other people on the face of the earth? Moses recognized is that this people has chosen is very different from any other people around. Not because they are strong, not because they have all the good weapons, not that they have an experience of fighting. No, none of that. But the only thing that they can distinguish themselves around all the nations is that the Lord is walking with the people. Sorry. But if the Lord will not, how can we distinguish ourselves from other nations around us, said Moses. We have been separated from every other without a faith is that God is walking with us in our life. And Lord will distinguish, will set us apart among other people that we are distinguished people from the Lord because we belong to Him. When do we do things that are set apart for the Lord? Clothes, the food. We know how to discern good clothes versus bad clothes. So things of value versus things of not of value. The Lord is someone who sees our heart that there is value in our life that we tend to neglect. We have been chosen for the everlasting value. And that value, that everlasting, is must be the priority in our life. The only thing that makes our life to be different from the unbeliever is that to show in Romans chapter 8, verse 20, for those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son. And this is the plan God to give all the believers. We have been predestined to conform to the image of His Son. That means the Lord has in Christ in this world must have reflecting the character of Christ in our life. A person could not show the character of Christ in their life, that person does not belong to God. It's just going to church. But the important is that what I have done for the Lord here, the most important thing that how my life can reflect the character of Christ. God did not know us to come and worship this, but He is looking at how our life can reflect the character of Jesus. When we live with the unbelievers, when we are reacting, what calls us to say that Christ is with us? We are one representing Christ on this earth, dear congregation. The character of Christ is in us or not. And the Bible said, we are participating in the character of Christ. And so, with the humility of Christ in us, God put our heart in yours and mine, the love of Christ, that we can face those who are unworthy of our love. God gave us the sincerity to treat with the falseness of this world. We have faith put in Him, then we give our life to Christ. There are many things, the character of Christ, that will mature in us as a Christian life. Sometimes we live with that attitude like those of Christ. The sincerity, the integrity. We live in preserving, in long suffering. that we can be dishonored. Maybe some of us mocking us. They feel we are fools. But the Lord value us on how we reflect the character of Christ. Let's examine our life. What we have experienced. Are we led by the Lord? How much do we know about Christ? Is the Lord present with us in all of our activities? Because we are set apart for Christ. In the verse that David has written, I will teach you, and I will instruct and teach you in the way you should go, David said in Psalm 32:8. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. May we decide. We recognize that the way of the Lord will guide us. The one Lord is the one who will always will walk with us, and we are set apart for Christ. And that's the experience of Moses, the experience of all the apostles. May that will also be our experience. Let's all stand. We will read the key verse today's message. This is something that can encourage us to continue. Today is also the first Sunday of the month, and we will have communion. And we have been distributed the cup and bread to express our thankfulness when we participate in communion. We will pray for guidance. Let's read together this key verse. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Thanks be to God. We thank you because it doesn't matter who we are. Whether we are wise or fool, this promise is still applied to our life. You will teach us your way, that your eyes continue to follow us. There are many things in our life that we could not understand, that we have made foolish decisions without your guidance. May you help us to be considerate of what we are doing in the world. That from Moses, we recognize that you will give us your plan to know your will, to experience very clearly, to experience your presence, that we can gain favor with you. May you help so that we can discover you are with us. You will lead us. Though we are healthy or sickness, though in our life may be smooth or struggling with difficulties, whether good or bad time, may we continue to put faith in you. I will teach you the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye in you. That promise continue to be valid until this day. May you remind us that our life be set apart for your service. May you help that our attitude, our faith in the Lord, so that we can truly be your children. Thank you for this lesson, Lord. And this morning, we will have opportunity to receive cup and bread so that we remember the grace that you have given us. Maybe you're worthy to receive this cup and bread that represent your body and your blood. Blood has been shed for the forgiveness of sin. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. Our morality cannot save us. Our goodness in life cannot save us. Only the blood of Christ can save us from the wrath of God because of our sin. Please pray that we can declare our faith true baptism to examine and declare that Jesus is Lord of our life. Now, some of us who have not received baptism, may we continue to know that we decide to follow you. That would not let the world, let us not be transformed into this world, Lord. Or conform. May the Lord, the blood of Christ, save us, that we can experience that the Lord will transform us from the dirtiness of sin, the foolishness of our minds, to be transformed into a new person, to become saints before you, not because of our effort, not because of our ability, only by the power of Christ. May you continue to help to discover the wonderful of Christ that have been given to us. May you lead us, Lord. For we receive cup and bread. We are thankful for what you have done for us. May we be worthy as we participate in communion. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.